2016 is the 100th anniversary of Acadia National Park and America's National Parks System. In honor of this centennial, the University of Maine Sea Grant Program and WERU present an occasional series based on the monthly public affairs program, Coastal Conversations, that airs the fourth Friday of each month. Maine Sea Grant's mission is to support Maine's coastal communities through research, outreach, and education. In partnership with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the University of Maine, Maine Sea Grant brings marine science to Maine people. This is Chris Bartlett with Maine Sea Grant. Welcome to Coastal Conversations in Acadia. In today's program, we'll travel to St. Croix Island International Historic Site, which is located in Calais, Maine. St. Croix Island sits in the middle of the St. Croix River on the border between the United States and Canada. I talked with Meg Scheid, park ranger and lead interpreter in Calais, to learn more about St. Croix Island and the National Park Service Centennial Celebration. Here's Meg.
This year, 2016, is the 100-year anniversary of the United States National Park Service, with Yellowstone starting in 1916. And I have to say that there are three places in the state of Maine that are partying. The first one, everybody knows about, Acadia National Park. It's had its fair share. And it's also, Acadia National Park is celebrating its 100-year anniversary on top of the National Park Services. But there are two more. And the second is the main portion of the Appalachian Trail. And the third one, which is the one I want everyone to pay a special attention to today, and I'm somewhat biased, is St. Croix Island International Historic Site. The significance of St. Croix Island, the year we're talking about, is 1604, when France, who had made attempts to settle North America before in other regions, had never attempted a region that they knew as Acadie. This site was their first attempt to settle Acadie. So on June 26, 1604, 79 men attempted a settlement on St. Croix Island and suffered through one of the worst winters in decades, and in the spring moved their settlement to what we know today as Nova Scotia, and they named it Port-Royal because it was located in a beautiful port that felt very royal. This site is the beginning of permanent, uninterrupted French presence in North America. Even though it got tough on St. Croix Island, they didn't pull up their anchor and go home to France. They just relocated to another place and found a much more successful location. When you get to the park, what you can see is the island from our mainland. Our job is to protect St. Croix Island and its story, and we do that by not encouraging visitation to the island, and the public has been amazingly supportive. And in exchange for their support, we've developed facilities on the mainland. We have a relatively new visitor center. We have exhibits in that visitor center, a book sales counter with relevant educational materials that can enhance people's understanding of the island and its history. A very short interpretive trail. It's not a hike. It's a stroll. It's wheelchair accessible. So kids, families, senior citizens, people in wheelchairs or walkers can enjoy a short stroll. At the end of our interpretive trail, there'll be little surprises along the way. I'm not going to tell you about those. That's my carrot to keep you coming. When they get to the edge of the interpretive trail, there is a beautiful view of St. Croix Island with Canada in the background and a scale model of what the French settlement looked like on St. Croix Island. I look forward, and my staff would look forward, to seeing anyone who visits St. Croix Island this summer. We're open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., all the way through Columbus Day. See you soon.
To plan your trip to St. Croix Island International Historic Site, visit their website at nps.gov/sacr. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more Coastal Conversations in Acadia throughout 2016, here on WERU, 89.9 FM in Blue Hill and 99.9 in Bangor, and brought to you by University of Maine Sea Grant Program.